This is Billy Brim coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks here in Branson, Missouri. I'll start off with a statement today from the book, A Short History of Jerusalem by Milgram, that we've been reading from. And we'll be talking about Jerusalem future. We've been talking about Jerusalem past and what it means to God. Now this is going to talk about Jerusalem future. Quote, Jerusalem's tribulations will come to an end after a war in which God will destroy the nations who war on Jerusalem. You can see this in Zechariah 12 and Zechariah 14. There is a Jewish book called The End of Days. They have a name for Satan. Satan in Hebrew means the adversary. But they have another name for Satan, which is Sitra Akra. It means the other side. You will remember that Moses called for all those who were on the Lord's side to come across a certain line. Well, the other side is another name for Satan. All things that are opposite God's will, God's word, are the Sitra Akra. And they call him that, they call Satan that, the Sitra Akra. And in this book, The End of Days, they say that Satan's power in the earth is established especially through his holding Jerusalem. And he held it for many years. And through his holding the Temple Mount. Right now, there's a dome on that Temple Mount. There will be a temple there. There's going to be a final war in which the Antichrist surrounds Jerusalem and tries to wipe out the Jews. But they will look up. They will see the Messiah coming. They will look up unto him. They will repent. And they will come in total submission to him. You can read that as well in Zechariah chapter 12, Zechariah 14. He will be the king, it says, in that day, and he will establish Jerusalem as the capital of his kingdom, and the exiled Jews will be gathered into that city. We're also going to read Joel chapter 4, which talks about it. The Lord shall roar from Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth shall shake. But the Lord will be a refuge unto his people and a stronghold to the children of Israel. So shall you know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then shall Jerusalem be holy, and there shall no strangers pass through her any more. But Judah shall be inhabited forever, and Jerusalem from generation to generation. Those scriptures are Joel 4, 16, 17, and 20. In the prophetic utterances and in the Psalms, and I'm reading right now again from that book, in the prophetic utterances and in the Psalms, Jerusalem is prophetically spoken of as Mother Zion or Mother Zion. And the Jewish people are referred to as Zion's children or Zion's children. These poetic expressions reflect the tender relationship between the Jewish people and their holy city. Mother Zion always represented a geographical entity, and the daughter of Jerusalem was always the people of Israel. Now, we're going to come back to that a little later because we're going to start to talk about the heavenly Jerusalem. Here's the way the Jews in Israel pronounce Jerusalem. Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim. And they see, and they're very cognizant of, Yerushalayim here on the earth, and Yerushalayim, the heavenly city. Their word for that is Yerushalayim Shema'allah. Ma'allah. Al. You hear that al in there? Have you ever taken the airlines El Al? Al means toward the up. The up. Al means up. If Jews make Aliyah and they go live in Israel, they came up to live in Israel. So they have Yerushalayim Shema'allah. Ma'allah, al, ma'allah, Jerusalem that is above. I noticed when I first started going to Israel, it really surprised me then, and no longer I'm surprised, because you would see paintings in all the stores, especially by a lady named Levi, Bracha Levi Brim, and she paints Jerusalem below and Jerusalem above right above it. Lots of artists do this. If you walk down the Cordo in Jerusalem, you'll see paintings everywhere by artists who have painted Jerusalem, an outline, maybe ancient, maybe modern day. And in the clouds somewhere, they'll put Jerusalem above, which is called Jerusalem of Gold. I went once to one of the oldest synagogues in Jerusalem. There are four of them in the old city, Sephardic synagogues. And there in one of those Sephardic synagogues, there is a painting right down by the Aron, right down by where they keep the Torah scroll. There's a painting up on the wall, and it has Jerusalem below and Jerusalem above. And so I asked the rabbi there, and I've asked others, how do you know so much about this heavenly Jerusalem? Because really in my studies of heavenly Jerusalem, most of it I found from the New Testament. And so I didn't know how these Jews who don't acknowledge the New Testament, how do they know so much about this Yerushalayim Shema Allah, this Jerusalem which is above? And so I asked one of them about it, and they said, well, Moses told us about it. I said, really? They said, yes, he went there, you know. Well, I didn't realize that he went there. In my little Sunday school educated mind, when Moses went up on the mount and received the Ten Commandments, he kind of sat on a little ledge for 40 days and kind of perched there, and God came down. But 40 days and 40 nights, are you kidding me? No, he went up is what he told them in his oral. When he came back, he left not only the written Torah, but he left them the oral tradition. He told them things, and he told them that he went to the heavenly Jerusalem where he saw the pattern for the tabernacle. He went there and he told the Jews about it. Some of the things that he told them, which are recorded in the Talmud, are that earth is a mirror image of heaven, and that earthly Jerusalem is a mirror image of heavenly Jerusalem. You can see this in a study of the word very simply by looking at Ezekiel. And if you'll come to our eschatology school, which is August 14 through 17, we're going to be going into detail about earthly Jerusalem, the river that flows out of the temple during the millennium, and then what happens in heaven during the millennium. So you'll enjoy that. Just give us a call. We'll tell you at the end of the program. Heavenly Jerusalem, earthly Jerusalem. Earth is a mirror. Here's what Moses said to them. We have trees on earth because they have trees there. We have birds on earth because they have birds there. We're like a mirror image of it. Right now, earth is under a curse, but it will come out of that. Bless the Lord. So I said, how do you know so much about this heavenly Jerusalem? And they said, Moses went there and he told us about it. And I said to the rabbi, well, you know, I don't see it in the Tanakh. That's what they call the Bible. I don't see it there. It's in your Talmud, all right, but I don't know about the Talmud. I don't read the Talmud. Give me where it is in the Tanakh. And they said, oh, that's simple. Psalm 122. And this is one of the songs of degrees. When you see these songs of degrees, my Bible calls them songs of degrees, starting with Psalm 120. Your Bible might call them songs of ascent, A-S-C-E-N-T. And these were the special psalms. They go through from 120 to 134. These are the special psalms that they sang as they marched up to Jerusalem. Let's say, for instance, that you're a little boy named Yeshua and you live in Nazareth. And so with your family, you're going to be coming up three times a year. You're going to go to Jerusalem to the feast and there before the Father. And when you come, you sing songs of going up. One of the songs of going up that they would sing on the temple steps as they went up to Jerusalem with their sacrifices, with their tithes, was Psalm 122. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. Now, they explained that to me. They have more on this in the Talmud and in the oral, but here it is. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. In other words, Jerusalem is being compacted together. It is earthly Jerusalem. It is heavenly Jerusalem. Heavenly Jerusalem will come down over earthly Jerusalem, and they will be built as one. They will be built together. Now, some of the religious Jews who see lots of things in the words, the Hebrew words, here is the name. Here's the way they say Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim. Yeru comes from God sees, and we talked about that from when the ram was caught in the thicket. That's how Yerushalayim. And then we see Shalem, the last part of that name, comes from whole, W-H-O-L-E. The root word Shalem, whole. Shalom comes from that. Shalom is the peace that comes from being whole. So we see that God sees, and the city is a city of peace, but is also a city that is whole, W-H-O-L-E. It is being builded together. Now, in the Hebrew language, here's how they count to three. Ahat, shtaim, shalosh. If you have something that comes in pairs, you don't have to say shtaim every time. You can put a meaning, you can put a suffix on the end of it, which tells you there are two. In other words, your spectacles, your eyeglasses are mishkafaim. Two parts there, two lenses. Your shoes are nahalaim. Things that come in two have an aim on the end of it. Well, listen to this. Yerushalayim. There are two parts to this city. There is a city below. There is a city above Yerushalayim. And God is building it as one. This is a plan of God. Bless the Lord to put it together as one. We see that in the New Testament, and we're going to go into that tomorrow, and we'll be talking about heavenly Jerusalem the rest of the week. Now, I know you're finding this study interesting. We taught it at one of our eschatology schools, and the exact tapes from that eschatology school, which we did 2 or 3 years ago, covers the whole thing. Everything we've been talking about these past few weeks on the radio. Hamakom, it is called, H-A-M-A-K-O-M, Hamakom, the place, Yerushalayim. It's a teaching on Jerusalem, past, present, and future, why it's so important, why it's the touchstone of Bible prophecy and the last days. You can get this on CD, two CDs, or two 90-minute cassettes simply by writing us at Billy Brim Ministries, Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. I do trust you can send an offering when you write, or you could go online, billybrim.org, O-R-G, and you can give right online. You can also call and receive this special radio offer, 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. I'm hoping that trusting that I see the young people at our Champions for Christ meeting. Go online and find out about that. Here in Branson, lots of fun with everything Branson has to order, and great Holy Ghost meetings. I'll be speaking there to the youth. So we invite you to go online or contact us at 1-800-972-3447. This is Billy Brim saying shalom, shalom. Until tomorrow.